Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Motorcyclist hospitalized, cited after high-speed crash at 1st Street and Gillette Avenue. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 22-year-old man was hospitalized and ticketed for reckless driving after crashing his motorcycle into a pickup truck Wednesday evening at 1st Street and Gillette Avenue. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the 22-year-old was riding at a high speed when he ran a stop sign and slammed into a 2024 Ram truck, turning into the rail yard parking lot. Witnesses reported that the motorcyclist had been driving recklessly in the moments leading up to the crash. The 44-year-old truck driver told officers he did not see the motorcycle, but heard the impact. The rider suffered multiple injuries and was taken by EMS to the Campbell County Memorial Hospital, then transferred to Rapid City, South Dakota for further treatment. Wyoming ranchers support U.S.-only beef labeling split on mandatory country of origin rule. Wyoming cattle ranchers are backing a bill from South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds that would protect the product of the USA beef label for cattle born, raised, and processed entirely in the United States. According to Cowboy State Daily, Rounds' USA Beef Act, which passed the U.S. House Monday, aims to make permanent a 2024 USDA rule preventing imported beef from being labeled as U.S. product. Rounds said it boosts consumer transparency and protects American ranchers from cheaper, lower-quality foreign beef. Wyoming ranchers agree the label should only apply to truly domestic beef, but many, including the Wyoming Stock Growers Association, oppose Rounds' next goal, mandatory country of origin labeling, or COOL. They argue it would place costly burdens on processors and trickle down to producers. Still, some ranchers and the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation do support mandatory COOL. While the debate continues, all sides agree American consumers deserve to know where their beef comes from, and Wyoming ranchers want it to say USA. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.